This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Britain is preparing to administer the first doses of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine on Monday. The AstraZeneca vaccine is cheaper and more easily transported than the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine introduced earlier because it doesn't need to be kept at very cold temperatures. The Pfizer shot has already been administered to many healthcare professionals in Britain and the United States. According to the country's health minister, Britain will begin inoculating people at six hospitals around the country on Monday. On Sunday, India approved the same vaccine for emergency use. The good news comes as Britain marks surges in coronavirus cases, particularly a new variant that scientists believe is more contagious. Meanwhile, Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned on Sunday of new lockdowns to be issued across the country. Greece's health ministry confirmed four cases of the new variant of the virus on Sunday and people who had recently traveled to Britain. In Russia, the health minister said more than 800,000 people have received a domestically produced vaccine called Sputnik V. This is VOA News. Vaccinations against the coronavirus are off to a slow and chaotic start in the United States, but the country's top infectious disease expert held out hope on Sunday that the pace will soon pick up. Dr. Anthony Fauci told ABC News this week, quote, "We are not where we want to be, no doubt about it. We need to catch up." So far, the United States has distributed 13 million doses of two vaccines produced by drug makers Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna throughout the country, but only 4.2 million shots have been administered so far. But Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and the chief medical advisor to President-elect Joe Biden, said that the pace of inoculating people, chiefly healthcare workers and elderly people in nursing homes in the initial stages of the vaccination campaign, is picking up. In some states, long lines of people waiting for shots have formed on sidewalks leading to health centers. In the city of Houston, Texas, officials had 750 shots available, but 250,000 people tried to register in hopes of scheduling a vaccination. A Spanish-flagged humanitarian ship is seeking a port of safety for 265 migrants, its crew rescued from the Mediterranean Sea in the last few days. The Open Arms charity tweeted that its vessel on Saturday had safely brought aboard 96 migrants who had been adrift in a wooden boat without life vests in international waters. It said the passengers, most of them from Eritrea, included two women and 17 minors. It said they were suffering from hypothermia. In a separate operation 2 days before that rescue, Open Arms took aboard 169 migrants who had departed Libyan shores, where many human traffickers are based. Mali's former Prime Minister Modibo Keita has died at the age of 78. It's the latest in a string of deaths of high-profile political figures in the West African country. The interim Prime Minister, who announced the death, did not specify the cause or time of death for Keita, who served as prime minister from 2015 to 2017. Modibo Keita was one of six prime ministers to serve under President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, who was ousted in a coup in August. Syrian state media says militants have ambushed buses traveling a highway in central Syria, killing nine people, including a 13-year-old girl. The ambush late Sunday is the second this week to target buses traveling between government-controlled areas and the second to be blamed on suspected Islamic State militants. Nearly 30 people died in an attack, most of them soldiers returning home for the holidays. Islamic State militants were also believed to be behind that attack. Marissa Melton, VOA News.